Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim Is It Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Jack Abramowitz filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it part of your day, this Yom Sheni, the 20th day of the month of Teves. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and to introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Sprung of the United Orthodox Synagogues in Houston, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Sprung slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Prakim Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. This will be followed by Achenu, recited in both Hebrew and English, the Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically being held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim, with Rabbi Sprung pausing to enable each of us to insert the names of all those for whom we are davening. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that's ou.org/Tehillim call. And now, Bikavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sprung.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Abramowitz. Thank you, everyone, for joining in on this really, really special and very beautiful initiative. One of the things I think that we're thinking about is how to deal with the fact that we are incredibly torn with what's going on right now. On the one hand, we have an incredible sense of relief. We saw Emily and Ron and Romy be embraced by their mothers yesterday. And really, as a collective, as one family, we cry across the entirety of the world. And on the other hand, we have a lot of anxiety and fears. And we don't necessarily feel good all the time about how this is happening. And this kind of division, this can be something that is inner. This is something that can be, unfortunately, something that divides between us as individuals and as a community. And so I just want to focus for a moment on reframing here and saying, let's not focus on what divides us, but let's focus on what brings us together. You may recall that in the Parsha, there's this really astounding moment, last week's Parsha in Shemot, where Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the people and he tells them that he's here on behalf of Hashem, they're going to be redeemed. Vayamen ha'am, and the people believed him. Vayishmu. And they heard Kifakad Hashem et bnei Israel, that Hashem had remembered the children of Israel, v'chira'a et anyam, and he saw their pain, v'yikdu v'yishachavu, and they bowed low. It is very noteworthy that the people are not excited about the fact that they're being redeemed. They're actually excited about the fact that Hashem sees their pain, that he knows what's going on with them. And it's exactly what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he appointed him on his mission. He said, I have seen the pain of the children of Israel. I've heard their cries, and therefore you need to go and redeem them. And of course, that's that very strong and concrete imagery of the burning bush, a thorn bush, the sages say. Why did Hashem choose a thorn bush? Rashi quotes the sages, because Iman Achi Batara, Hashem is trying to convey to Moshe Rabbeinu that he feels the pain of the people, so to speak. Wherever we are at a given moment, and we're going to have different feelings throughout the day, every single day, over this very difficult process, but wherever we are, we can say with absolute clarity from the depths of our hearts that Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, every single Jew is responsible for one another. We love each other without exception. We are dedicated to each other without exception. We care for one another without exception. These are things that bind us together. And in fact, it's very much the source of our tefillot, these prayers that this amazing group does every single day. Because it would never, ever be possible for the entirety of the Jewish people to feel the same way about anything, except for things just like this, those very few things. All Jews love each other. All Jews have a deep relationship with God as mediated by Torah. These are the things that we can bring, that bring us together, rather, that we can bring to other people. These are the things that bring us towards Tzilot. I'm going to start now with the Tehillim. We're going to begin with Tehillim Perek Chas, Psalm number 20. Mizmor B'David Yancha Adonai B'yom Sara Yitzhak Yemcha Shem Elalei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchotecha V'olatecha Yedashen Esmela Yiten Lecha Chilva Lecha V'chol Atzadecha Yemalei Niranena Vishuotecha U'vishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yemalei Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneu Mishmei Kodcho Bigburot Yesha Yemino Eile Verechel Veile Vastusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Eima Karu V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nitodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23 Mizmor L'David Adonai Ro'i Lo Echad Binot Deshe Yarvitseini Almei Menuchot Yenahaleini Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheini V'magalei Tzedek V'man Shemo Gam Kielach B'gei Talmavet Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha Mishantecha Ema Yenachemuni Tarof lefanai shulchan neged tolerai Yishanta vashemen roshi tosi revaya Achtov vachesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai Vishavti beveit Adonai lo rech yamin Herak Kuf Chaf Alis, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalot Esayna Yel Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Otei Shamayim Varet Al Yitin Lamot raglacha, ayanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha al yad yemilecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka. V'yareyach b'alayla Adonai Yishmolcha mikol ra Yishmor et nafshecha Adonai Yishmor tzedekha uboacha Me'ata v'ad olam Tehillim Kuf Lamed Psalm 130 Shira Malot Mima Makim Kiratich Adonai Adonai Shema Vekoli Kiyan Oznecha Kashuvot Bekol Tachanunai Im Avonot Tishmurya Adonai Mi Amod Kim Echa Hasericha Zman Tivarei Kiviti Adonai Kiveta Nafshi Belivaro Hokopi Nafshi Adonai Mishomerim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yechel Yisrael El Adonai Yilim Kuf Nem Bet, Psalm 142. Maskil le David, Piotova Meara, Tefila. Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Espanan. Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Karati Lefanav Agid. Heat a tape alai ruchi, Vataya data notivati, Dorazu ahales, Tamnu fasni. Habet yamin ure, Veini makir, Avad manot mimani, Eindoresh venafshi. Za'akti elecha Adonai, Amarti ata machti, Chelki, Beret ha'chaim. Hakshiva el rinati, Kidaloti me'od, Hatilei merodefai, Kiamsu mimani. Otsia mi matzker nafshi lehodod et shemecha, Biyach tiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, Anitunim v'etzara v'ashivya, Homdim v'in v'yam v'in v'yavasha, Hamakom yirachem aleihem, ויוציאם מצרה לברכה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבות לגאולה, השתה ועגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. Misha Berach Lechayle Tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces.
Misha Berach Avotenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivaresh Et Chayle Tzevah Haganav Yisrael, Vanche Kochot Habitachon, Homdim Al Mishmar Arsenu, V'arei Eloheinu, Migvul Alivanon, Vad Mibar Mitzrayim, Umenayam Agadol, Ad Levo Harava, V'chol Makom Shem, V'yavasha Bavir Uvayam, Yiten Adonai Et Oyeveinu, Hakamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lifneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor V'yatzil Et Chayelinu, Mikol Tzara V'tzuka, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. יעדר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויתרי מחסר ישוע ובעתר ניצחון. וקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם להילחם לכם, אם אויביכם נושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן.
Mi Sheberach Leshvuyim, a prayer for those being held in captivity.
Mi Sheberach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Yosef Moshe V'Yaron, David U'Shlomo, U'Varech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor, Et Nedrei Tzevah Haganav Yisrael U'Shuyav, Ve'et Kol Achenu Anitunim V'Tara V'Shivyah, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתהלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך וצמוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, וממצגותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, Yodim la'adonai chasno v'niflotav livnei adam. Tikuyam b'ham mikra shekatuv. Uftuya adonai yishuvon. Uvau tiyon grina. V'simchat olam al rosham. Sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagom v'yanacha. V'nomar amen. Mishabiach v'cholim, a prayer for those who are ill. Mi shavira chavotinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Ivarech, Virate, Et Hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleyam Tachlu Imam Lerabotam Lachzikam Lachiyotam Yishlach Lamira Rufa Shema Min HaShemayim Lerumach Chavrayam Shifagdayam Tov Shar Chole Yisrael Rufa Tanefesh Rufa Taguf Hashar Vagalav Yizlan Karim Virumar Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Rabbi Sprung. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Tzashem, again very soon. For all of us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we pause at this time each day to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Thank you.